Hello once again, Alan Ashton here with this month's selection of organ music and some requests to fulfil. Getting the show off to a nice start is Andrew Varley with his Tyros 2 and some Sweetest Sounds. Sound of the Tyros 2 with Andrew Varley in control and the Sweetest Sounds. You may recall in December I gave you the chance to win a copy of the latest Lenny D CD, and so a big thank you to all of you who entered. Quite a nice response, but the first correct entrant picked out was John Franklin of Barnsley, and by now he'll have a copy of the Lenny D Christmas Cracker CD. Remember, I ask you to tell me, what was Lenny D's real name? And of course, it was Leonard George de Stoppelier, which he shortened down to Lenny D. Well, another Leonard who was in the news last month was our own Len Rawl. Back in 1973, he was featured in a wonderful documentary presented by Sir John Betjeman, CBE. It was titled Metroland. It's been screened several times, and this time the occasion was in recognition of the 150th anniversary of the London Underground. The journey comes to an end just beyond Chorley Wood, but it gave John a chance to call in there and see Len at his ex-Empire Leicester Square Wurlitzer.
Thank you.
the Chattanooga Choo Choo, which in the Metroland film was faded out. So I thought it would be nice to hear Len Rawl play the full version. Perhaps one of the earliest and most famous train impression recordings was made back in the early 30s by Reginald Fort, who got up a whole head of steam with this recording of Choo Choo, performed on the famous Christie organ, formerly in the Regal Cinema Marble Arch. Reginald Fort and Choo Choo. Well, the first of the requests in the show this month, and it's the sound of the Hammond organ played by The Organist Entertains presenter Nigel Ogden. The request is from Dave Rosenberger in the United States, and he'd like the recording of Georgia on My Mind. Here it is, Dave.
Thank you.
Some nice playing there by the organist entertains presenter Nigel Ogden at the Hammond Organ, of course, and Georgia on My Mind. As for new recordings, I've only got the one this month, and it's the latest from the studio of John Kiffin. Now, to really appreciate the title of it, you have to see the actual CD sleeve artwork, because it shows two small Head and Shoulders pictures. One is of Klaus Wunderlich and the other of John Kiffin himself, under which it says, "A whole lot of him and a little bit of me." Basically, this is John's tribute to his favourite organ player, Klaus Wunderlich, and comprises of 16 tracks taken from various years throughout Klaus's recording career, to which John has added his own musical spin to. Now, every so often there comes along what I think is a commercial organ sound. One performer that springs to mind, other than Klaus that is, was John Walker with his digital orchestra sound. But immediately I played this new CD of John Kiffin's, I feel very strongly that he's achieved a very commercial sound. See if you think the same as me as he plays Girls Were Made to Love and Kiss. John Kiffin and Girls Were Made to Love and Kiss. And if you want a second chance to judge if you think this is also a commercial organ sound, let's move away from the romantic sounds and go up tempo with More, More, More and Get Up and Boogie.
Thank you.
couple of tracks from John Kiffin's new CD, which is a tribute to Klaus Wunderlich. So there you have it. Just two examples of a sound that is reminiscent of Klaus Wunderlich, but with some very nice additions of John Kiffin's own making. Easily the best CD he's done to date, and believe me, the others aren't bad either. I had an email from Maurice Garfield the other day with a list of all the concerts taking place at the Pavilion in Bournemouth between the end of this month and the end of June. Most take place on Thursdays, all commence at 1 o'clock, they last for 60 minutes, and it costs £3 to get in. Has to be a bargain concert idea as far as I'm concerned. Some of the concerts are electronic, others feature the lovely Compton concert organ, and if you'd like full details, then just phone 01202 451 870. 01202 451 870. In the meantime, let's enjoy a few moments in the company of Ian Flitcroft at the Compton organ with a Zing medley.
Thank you.
tunes played by Ian Flitcroft, all of which I'm sure you knew the titles of anyway. What you might not know is that they came from a CD titled Pavilioned in Splendour that features 19 tracks played by 6 of our leading theatre organ stars, and no doubt copies will be available at all the Bournemouth concerts. Way back in one of the very early programmes, I played a track by Belgian organist David Macassey, and I've been asked if it'd be possible to play another track by him. Well, the world in general has had more than its fair share of stormy weather in the past months, so cue the song. Stormy Weather, played by David Macassey, an organist I've been unable to find out much about, except that he did appear to make quite a number of 78s in days gone by, and he also had his own orchestra. Here's the sound of a very nice Wurlitzer in the Babson College, Wellesley in Massachusetts. It's a 4-manual 18-rank installation and played for us now by John Cook. The tune? The ever-lovely Louise. John Cook and Louise. 4 years ago, I began uploading a series of tribute videos to YouTube in a series that I called Organ Celebrities. You may have already seen some of them. Well, the latest one is dedicated to the self-styled old organ grinder himself, Robin Richmond. It runs for 37 minutes, and apart from some entertaining music from the man himself, there's a whole number of very rare photos which have been supplied especially for the production by Wayne Iveney of the Cinema Organ Society. Let's remind ourselves of the very bright and jazzy style that Robin was so famous for with Something's Gotta Give and Ain't She Sweet. Something's Gotta Give and Ain't She Sweet. And if you'd like to see the video of Robin Richmond, all you have to do is to Google in Organ Celebrities 38 Robin Richmond, or alternatively go to the YouTube page and type in the same thing. Either way, you get to see the video and perhaps agree or disagree with some of his comments on the question of electronic organs. We heard from Len Rawl at the head of the show today, and as many of you know, he's been the custodian of quite a lot of famous instruments in his time, none more so than the Wurlitzer in the Granada Tooting, an instrument which he and his team brought back to life after many years of neglect, only to find almost immediately all the hard work damaged by floodwater. Although sump pumps are now fitted and the chambers are heated, the elements have taken their toll on most of the 80-year-old components, including the all-important relay system. The current situation is that the organ, although safe and complete, is out of action and considered to be in need of a total rebuild. And although the building and the organ are listed, there is no requirement that the organ should be functional. The local management cooperate fully with Len and his team, who check out the security of the instrument from time to time and bring the undamaged console into view for the public open house day presentations. Anyway, let's turn back the clock to the early 70s and hear that great showman organist Robinson Cleaver, who plays the stirring Masaniello Overture. The overture to the opera Masaniello, which was written for the Paris Grand Opera, where it was first produced in 1828. And I'm pretty sure that Robinson Cleaver was the only cinema organist to have recorded it, and on what better instrument than the very one that he played, recorded and broadcast so many times, the Wurlitzer in the Granada Tooting. A couple of years ago, I met up with American organist Jim Vogelman, one of the few artists to commercially record the exciting Lowry range of organs. What I also enjoy about his playing are his arrangements, and here he is in a toe-tapping mood with the Irish Washerwoman. Vogelman at the Lowry Organ with the Irish Washerwoman. In November last year, I featured some tracks by organist Mark Laughlin at the Wurlitzer Organ in Newid Pendry in Towan in Welsh Wales. The title of the CD was taken from the famous Fats Waller composition, A Handful of Keys, and it's certainly an ideal number on which to have a bit of fun with some of the toy counter effects. Here's Mark Laughlin. And with that spirited version of A Handful of Keys by Mark Laughlin, we come to the end of this month's edition of Organ First Radio, with you here every month, come rain or shine. Yes, I know, it was Valentine's Day this month, and I didn't play any appropriate tunes. But hey, I've done that kind of programme for so many years, I thought I'd just give it a miss this time around. Anyway, till next month, this is Alan Ashton saying, as ever, bye for now.
You've been listening to Organ First Radio, a Penalador production presented by Alan Ashton, with technical direction by Ian King.